Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for June 1st, 2023. A slightly late edition. My apologies. I wasn't feeling well last night. Feeling better now. The New York Mets defeated the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 4-1 at Citi Field yesterday. Carlos Carrasco and Mark Canna were the two heroes of the game, and we'll talk more about them in just a minute. But let's just take a moment and soak this in. The Mets won two in a row. They run two in a row against a bad team. We're not even a bad team. A less than stellar team, which is something they haven't been able to do that much lately. They got two wins over a divisional rival. You know, this is good stuff. Let's be happy about this. Carlos Carrasco went six innings, giving up only one earned run on, again, along with four strikeouts and one walk. He looked good again. This is two good starts in a row from Cookie. We're not used to this. This is a nice thing. Let's celebrate this as well. Mark Canna, who has been struggling more or less the entire season, with, you know, just inconsistency being the biggest issue and some faulty production at times, had a big night as well. Went 2-for-3, hit a home run, drove in four, all four runs for the team. So it's nice to see that also. Daniel Vogelbach, who has been struggling as well, walked a couple of times. Always nice to see him getting on base. I would love to see him hit some more because I'm getting a little worried about Vogie, but that's a different story for a different day. But yeah. A solid win from the Mets last night. You know, the Phillies had Aaron Nola on the mound, who you'd think is, you know, a formidable opponent for them, and the Mets were able to, Mark Canna was able to get to him and to put the game out of reach. That's a very, very nice thing. What I want to do for the rest of the show today is talk about the standings as they are right now in the East, because the Braves are 10 games over 500 right now. The Marlins and the Mets are tied for second place with two games over 500. But the Braves have not had a great last 10 days. They are 4-6, whereas the Mets are 6-4. And it looks like the Braves may be starting to, I don't want to say crumble, because I don't think that the Braves are a team that really crumbles. I know that's not fair. I know I sometimes put supernatural qualities on the Atlanta Braves, but I'm a Mets fan of a certain age. My biggest memories of the Braves are the Braves just trouncing the Mets for over a decade. So I am always going to put the Braves in a different strata than I put the Phillies or the Nationals or the Marlins. Even though there have been times when all those teams have had the Mets number, the Braves, just in my lifetime, in my active fandom, have had the Mets number more frequently and more traumatically than we've seen elsewhere. So the Braves, they're off today. They have a weekend series against the Diamondbacks, which they should be able to hopefully at least drop one game, but the Diamondbacks are not as good of a team as the Braves are, so we'll see about that. Then they come into town for a series against the Mets. That's really important. Then they go to the Nationals, the Tigers, the Rockies, the Phillies, the Reds. They have a stretch of bad teams they're going to play. And so the Braves are in a position to keep their lock on the division pretty safe right now, aside for that three-game series with the Mets. Now, I know it is early to be talking about that series because we don't exactly know how the pitching lineups are going to match up. The pitching rotations, rather, are going to match up. But it just seems to me like this is the Mets' best chance for the next month or so to make up some real room in the division. So the Mets are four games behind the Braves as of right now. If the Mets can take those games, let's see how far. I've been using this. Here we go. This is perfect. I have been using a website from Fantasy Pros to look at probable pitchers, which has been very, very accurate and good so far. So it looks like Mets are going to throw Carrasco in Game 1 against the Braves, Scherzer in Game 2 against the Braves, and TBD in Game 3. That probably means Verlander, but we'll see. You know, as much as Carrasco has improved over the last couple of starts, I don't love him against the Braves because, you know, we've seen what Carlos Carrasco has been over the last couple of start. We see what he could have been over the last couple of starts. We also saw the few starts before then and a number of the starts down the stretch last year. It just seems like Carrasco is a bit of an unknown quantity at this point. And so I'd feel better with someone else in that spot, but that's okay. If that's what works out, that's what works out. Having Scherzer and Verlander against the Braves looks good as well. Although, you know, Verlander has had some ups and downs early in this season, but Scherzer is now looking, you know, like the Max Scherzer that we know and love. So my point is, if the Mets can stay at approximately this distance from the Braves until that series starts, they have a real chance to make up some serious ground in that series against the Braves. Where things get a little bit trickier is after that Braves series. Like I said, the Braves play a bunch of bad teams. The Mets play teams that aren't quite as bad. The Pirates are, you know, slumping from their initial surge this season, but are not a terrible team. And the Yankees for two games, the Cardinals for three games. Cardinals have devil magic. We all know this. There is no reason to not know this. Even though they are playing very poorly this year, Cardinals have devil magic. Let's just establish that early on. And the Astros come to town, or the Mets, rather, I believe, go to Houston. Astros are a good team again this year. And then back at the Phillies. So in that same span, the Mets have a much, much harder run. And I know it's early to be looking ahead at the schedule, but this is what we got to do, and we're doing a daily podcast sometimes. So my point is, Mets, please beat up on the Blue Jays this weekend. I know they're pretty good. Please, please, please beat up on the Blue Jays this weekend. If that's the case, you can go into Atlanta and possibly have a chance to get closer to the top of the division, which would be a nice thing. That's all. That's my message for today. Thanks for listening, folks. Go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support this podcast directly. Follow me on Twitter @BrianIsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.